Battling the bulge. Japanese office workers told to trim the fat.
Japanese companies are now looking to trim the fat from their bottom line, or make that trim their employees' fat bottoms. Now, Kyung La looks at how a rise in obesity in Japan has the government there and employers looking for new ways to get workers back into shape.
One by one, belly by belly, the guts came out and got measured. Naoki Wada is not looking forward to this. At 93 centimeters, he's overweight, according to the Japanese government. And that just won't do under new national guidelines. And if he doesn't lose weight, his company faces massive fines and increased government health premiums. This goal is really tough, says NEC's human relations manager. It's a challenge. Companies and local governments must now measure the waistlines of all employees and family members over the age of 40. Men over 85 centimeters and women over 90 centimeters are considered overweight. Now, if you're thinking that's not fat, well, this is a nation that's not so big, but one that is getting bigger.
This is what the traditional Japanese meal looks like. Some vegetables, miso soup, and some fish. Total calorie count, about 600. But along came American fast food. This is a Big Mac, large fry, and Coke. Total calorie count, 1,300, more than twice the Japanese meal.
You won't find American food in this cafeteria. NEC facing $19 million in penalties if its employees don't slim down is encouraging a low-calorie, healthy diet.
Physical test tomorrow.
It's why he's chosen today's healthy meal. Hopeful, but not expecting it'll help tomorrow.
So, are you scared?
Yeah, a little bit, he says. Hoping to get employees moving, the company pumps out exercise music over the loudspeaker twice a day. It's encouraging employees to take the stairs and exercise at every other floor.
Can you imagine the U.S. government telling people, we want you to go down a waist size 33?
It's difficult to imagine.
American NEC employee Joseph Jasper says, sure, this seems a little extreme, but maybe there's a lesson here for his home country.
There's things we can all learn from each other, and this happens to be something that is good for your health.
NEC says they can't force employees to slim down, but it has issued Naoki Wada a pedometer, hoping he'll walk in next time with a lighter load.